Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful or spacious skies, or amber waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God, shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy flagrant with brotherhood of sea to shine.
Starting a show with that. That is just so fantastic. That little bit we can do without, and I keep forgetting it's there. Someday I'll remember and I'll turn it off before it hits that. There you go, you know? Oh, well. Here we are, Saturday, with great, seldom heard Elvis music, plus some rock and roll. And it's not 90s and 2000s rock and roll. It's rock and roll. You know, 50s, 60s, 70s rock and roll. You got to have the real stuff, you know.
Oh, cool.
So you got to say it like that. Rock and roll.
Roll.
I mean, if you just say rock and roll, no big deal, you know. You got to rock and roll, you know, yeah, put some guts in it. I don't have a whole lot of that. I'm not good at singing rock and roll because I don't have a whole lot of that in my voice, but I give it my best shot, you know. I can do the Arizona yell, though.
Go for it.
Yee-haw!
That's
there
it.
There you go.
We're white.
See, I can do that. I can blow eardrums out on that one.
Oh, yes.
I just can't do rock and roll.
No, never mind. You tried.
You know what? Not everybody can do it all.
No, that's right.
Elvis could. Elvis can do it all. I can't. You know, that's just how it is. And I'm okay with that. That because I can do what I can do.
Hmm.
Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I've been packing all morning, so you know I'm kind of, my brain's kind of jello-y right now, half melted jello. Yeah, and my head hurts. But you know, moving is a giant pain, and I'm not going to say a pain where, but it's a giant pain, probably more places than one. So you just gotta. you get through it. When it's done, right? When it's all finished, and I'm all moved, then it's done. Then I don't have to think about it anymore, and it's not going to give me a headache anymore because it'll all be done.
That's right, Jenny.
See how that works? You gotta be optimistic with these things, because if you let it get to you, you'll never get nothing accomplished. You sit on that couch watching that TV and ain't nothing going to get packed. That's not going to get you anywhere. I've been talking to myself. Can you tell?
Yeah. I always do that, Jenny.
Well, nobody's here to talk me into it, so I got to talk myself into it.
Yeah. Have a good talk with yourself.
You know what? I'm going to start with, after the great Elvis start already, I am going to start the actual body of the show with a request from Rhonda. And she sent this through John and wanted it to be for Sunday show, but
yeah.
I don't feel gospel from this. I feel it's heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that was loved has died, and it's his heart is breaking, but it doesn't have the resolution of the Spirit helping him get through it. It has his faith has died in it. And I just can't do that on a Sunday gospel show, but it is a good song by Alan
right.
Jackson. So I am going to play it. And Sue's here with us. I'll get you guys, and there's another caller here too. I almost recognize that phone number. It's driving me nuts. I think it's Charlotte. I'll get to you guys after the song. Please let me play this first. And this is a request from Rhonda.
You left your Bible on the dresser, so I put it in the drawer. I can't seem to talk to God without yelling anymore. When I sit at your piano, I can almost hear those hymns. The keys are just collecting dust, but I can't close the lid. You left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. Used to be so full of faith, now it only hurts. I can hear the devil whisper, things are only getting worse. You left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. The preacher came by Sunday, said he missed me at the service. He told me Jesus loves me, but I'm not sure I deserve it. Cause a faithful man that you love is nowhere to be found. Since he took all that he believed, laid it in the ground, and left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. It used to be so full of faith, now it only hurts. And I can hear the devil whisper, things are only getting worse. You left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. Well, I still believe in heaven, and I'm sure you've made it there. As for me, without your love, girl, I don't have a prayer. You left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. It used to be so full of faith, now it only hurts. I can hear the devil whisper, things are only getting worse. You left my heart as empty as a Monday morning church. left your Bible on the dresser, so I put it in the drawer.
Yeah, so sad. But it's a good song. I needed oxygen. I needed oxygen after that. So, you know, that's my excuse. Hey, hello. Hello, hello. Hello, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sweetie. How are you doing? You doing good?
I've been up packing all morning, so I'm not real sure right now.
Oh goodness.
And then after the show I'm going over to Amy and Phil's. They are leaving for New York. Their home state. They're going back home for the summer and they're leaving on Wednesday. So she's having a big barbecue get together today. So I'm doing
fun.
That. I'm just gonna wear myself down to a nubbin. You know, I'm a candle burning at both ends, and it's like when I'm eating the middle, it's gone.
Oh gosh. Mm. Well, I hope everything's going well with the house. And you said that you would probably be moving in about 3 months. Is that correct?
If I get this house, I'll be moving probably the second week in July.
You have plenty of time to pack.
Oh, I do, but honey, you don't know how much stuff I've got to have to go through and throw out, and I mean, so many things. I'm going, well, I'm not moving that. I'm not moving that. Weighs too much. I'm not moving that. That won't fit in the box. I'm not moving that. Oh, lordy, lordy,
lordy. You know
lordy.
What I've been going through? This has been horrible. I have many, many photos from way back in the days when my kids were smaller. And my mother also had many, many photos, which I inherited after her death. And then I also have a good friend that I helped out after she got sick. And my mother was in a nursing home, and I moved her from Florida up to Dallas to take care of her. And then after she died, I have all of her photos.
Well,
I have boxes of photos that need to be gone through. And I've been doing some of them, but, you know, you get started on it and you just can't seem to stay with it. I don't know, there's something about it all. It's kind of depressing, some of it is. But, you know, I don't really need hers, the Pat's. I don't need hers because, you know, she's gone and has no family. So I really could just get rid of most of hers, you know, keep some for memory for myself, but just get rid of them.
I would find that nearly impossible to get rid of pictures, old pictures especially.
That's her family that, you know, her from her mom and her dad and all, and they had, they're all deceased. She had no family left. And so I don't need all those photos, you know.
Well, and that you know what I would do? Put them in a box and give them to your son. Let him do something with them.
Yeah, give them to one of the kids. Let them take care of some of this stuff. I'm tired of hauling this stuff around.
There you go. Just you know, and just put that responsibility on somebody else that maybe doesn't care as much, even though you know you don't need those pictures and you don't want those pictures. It's hard to get rid of them. So give them to somebody that they don't mean as much to, and they can get rid of them. That's
what
I would do.
I think I'll do. You gave me an idea. I think what I'll do is I'll put them all in one big box and put Brandon's name on it, seal it up with tape.
That's it, Sue.
There you go. There you go.
Next time he comes, I'll have it close to the front door, and I'll say, Brandon, that box of stuff you can take and do is what you want to.
And if he wants to know what it is, tell him, no, just wait until you get home, and then you can look and see.
Yeah, open it when you get home, yeah. Oh, guys.
I love that idea. I love that idea.
Yeah,
that resonates. Good, good. Glad I could help. And whoever was calling me before, give me a call back, honey. I'm ready to answer you and give you a talk. So come on in. And if you don't feel like doing so, that's fine too. You know, I'm not going to twist your arm up. I can't feel it. Anyway, I can't touch your arm, so I can't twist it. So, you know, there you go. Or how about, this is a song I don't hear very often, and that's what this is all about. It's called Don't Ask Me Why.
I'll go on loving you, don't ask me why,
don't ask me why,
don't know what else to do, don't ask me why, how sad my heart.
If you should go,
though you're not good for me, I want you so. It's not the kind of love I dream about.
Chest cold.
Oh.
It was
not good.
It was 82 here yesterday.
Wow.
And of course, it's not the time of year to put in air conditioners because a year ago, April the 1st, it snowed because I was in town at a doctor's appointment and this van had pulled in front of us because Clyde had to pull up the front door and let me out in my wheelchair. And the gentleman mentioned that it looked like snow clouds coming in. And I said, bite your tongue, sir, because I got flowers up in my yard. And
no,
I think he kind of laughed. I didn't think no more about it. And we went in on for my doctor's appointment and come back out. And Lord behold, if it ain't snowing.
Oh, on April,
I called my son because he was down here at the house doing their laundry, and don't tell me it's snowing at home. And he says, oh, it's been snowing here about 2 hours now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh,
heard you talking
well,
about
it's
moving.
Not snowing today, though. I mean, the 82 degrees
no,
is not snowing today.
We are under a severe thunderstorm warning, 1 inch high hail, wind up to 60 miles an hour until 8 o'clock, and then it'll slack off until after midnight and start up again in the morning.
Well, of course, it's spring. It's spring
yeah.
weather. You know, you've lived there long enough to know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if my lights are going to stay on or not because they're flickering. But I heard you talking about moving. I have a story to tell you about moving. We moved from Luther, Oklahoma to here in 93, October of 93. Well, Heidi had retired from the Air Force, and you, when you retire, they will move you one more time wherever you want to go for free. So we took them up on that offer.
Yeah.
They send the movers out to the house. They write down everything that's outside just to, you know, to leave with us in, inside the house. And then they give you the note that what they will not move. And that was
fun.
A lot of stuff out in the yard. Like fence posts, gates to the fence, and stuff like that. Well, Clyde bought a school bus and gutted it out, took all the seats out but four. And he left them four up front for us to sit in. And then behind that, he built a table and then sit in a set of bunk beds. And then we had a refrigerator in the back end of the bus. And on the other side, we had two dogs, four cats, and two fish, and three birds.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus our personal belongings that we had to have to use until the military delivered our stuff on December the 9th, because they couldn't deliver it before then. So we have all this stuff in this bus, and we come through Arkansas, and we say bye to all my relatives, and we'll see you when we can. We get up in the Tennessee mountains. The brakes went out on the bus. We were going downhill.
There's no brakes.
I didn't say a word until he got the bus stopped. And then he tells me, honey, we don't have no brakes. I said, he ended up panicking then. You just took us down this blankety-blank mountain and no brakes.
But he got you there, and you got there safe.
Well, he called his buddy. We got to a truck stop, and he called his buddy on a CB radio because he was keeping in contact with us because we were traveling straight through because we knew winter was setting in up in the mountains. And he says, all right, you stay at that truck stop, but do not get out of the bus because that place is loaded with lizard lots, and I don't want to go into the definition of what those ladies are, but
we know. It's okay. We know.
Okay. We stayed in the bus until he got there, and he got in the bus, and Clyde got in his vehicle, and he took us to his house, which wasn't very far away. We spent the next week trying to find somebody to work on the bus to fix the brakes. And finally we did. But we went through two snows, got two heavy snows while we were out there. One of the dogs got loose. Me and Becky got sick because of the change of weather. And we finally got to head on into North Carolina. Well, we were going to live in the bus until the trailer, our new trailer, was delivered and hooked up. Well, it got too cold here, so we had to stay at his aunt's house for another 6 weeks. When the Air Force decided to deliver our furniture and other stuff, we had 4 inches of snow on the ground, and underneath that 4 inches is nothing but red mud.
Oh.
And just got the trailer set up, and we're the first ones to go in. The movers come in, and my stepson comes in with his stuff. Here comes the red mud with them across the blue carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
He would move in. I started throwing a fit. So the movers
honey? You know what you do in that case? Is you get you out a really wet mop and you paint a design on the rug with the mud and let it dye the design into the rug. And then you can clean the mud out and you'll have a designer rug. So that's the thing coming out.
Hey,
buying a new carpet, you know?
Yeah. I got it on my hands and scrubbed it out. But over the years, I have learned, you know, the red mud here does not come out of everything. But
oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Especially not carpets.
Yeah. That's one of the main things I hate about North Carolina is the red mud. But you can go down the street about 5 miles, and they have good, nice, rich, like dirt or sandy dirt.
Well,
but
you know,
we got red mud.
You kind of learn how to be creative with what God gave you. If all you got's red mud, just be creative. You know, that's all you can do. You can't beat it. You can't move all the red mud, so you might as well get creative with it. Why not? You know? There you go. Well, I don't want to move like that. I don't want to move like that.
The truck drivers would get behind us. Of course, we've got our car on a car holder that holds the front two wheels only. And we're pulling that behind the bus, too. So we're creeping our way through Arkansas and Tennessee on this way. And we got the nickname of Noah's Ark is going through the mountains. So everybody needs to stay out of the right-hand lane.
There you go. There you go.
I didn't know who they were talking about. But when I
don't
who they
know. You wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
You need to put a great big bullhorn on top of the bus and say, "Hey, we're coming. Get out the way. Get out the way."
Out the way.
We got no break. Get out the way.
Jenny, you should open up a section of this show to solve people's problems.
Yeah, really, really. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It makes mine seem a lot smaller, I tell you that. Thank you for the story because, like I said, it made mine seem much smaller. I haven't actually loaded stuff in the truck and moved yet. Knock on wood, please God, let it be good.
Well, we left two critters behind. We had chickens and ducks and geese, and we gave those away to the neighbors because we knew we couldn't bring them out here with us.
Didn't want to move those.
Wow. I've only got a dog and a cat, so I'm doing good. Just a dog and a cat, and those are my babies. They are my children, kids. So they're coming with me, and my brother-in-law says, "Sure, that's fine, just come on." And he's driving for me. I'm going to have to hire loaders and unloaders, though, because he's had two back surgeries. He cannot be loading and unloading a truck. He would, but I can't let him. I don't want to be the cause of him being back in the hospital again. My sister would skin me alive. Anyway, you know, thank you for the story, Carolyn, because that really, really does make it seem a whole lot easier to deal with in my situation.
Oh, my word. The critters were fine. It was just the kids that was raising all the ruckus. Are we there yet? Are we going to stop? Are we going to get something
to eat
besides sandwiches?
Well, now, honey, that's a kid's job. They're supposed to do that. If they don't do that, you're supposed to wonder if they're sick. See, it's their job to do that and just bug the crap out of you. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Don't you love that kid thing? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, my parents left me one time. We were going to the Smoky Mountains, and we stopped at a roadside park, and we had another couple that was with us with one child, and they ended up leaving me there. And I
thought,
my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was about 5 or 6 years old, I guess, and I started crying. I was looking around at everybody. There were some dogs that, you know, around, and I petted those for a while, and there was some other people that pulled up, and they said, are you here by yourself? And I started crying, and I said, yes, my mom ran off and left me, and she said, oh, they'll miss you, and you'll come back, but why don't you come over and join us? So it made me feel a little bit better, but, you know, we didn't have cell phones and stuff back then, so anyway, it wasn't long. They missed me, and they drove up. My mother felt so bad.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, oh, Sue, we're so sorry, but I looked out of the corner of my eye, and that dog was sitting in your seat. I thought it was you.
Well, I was scared. I mean, it was just this
empty, lonely feeling.
It was a horrible feeling.
Because what happens if it comes time for the other people to leave and everything, and you can't leave with them, and you're still left there even more by yourself? Of course you were scared.
I remember my heart racing. I think that's the first time in my life my heart started racing, and I just was really scared and trembling, and you know, it was
blame your mom and dad.
And then we started to deal in the family. Anytime something like that, they were leaving to go somewhere or something, and I was like, Mom, now don't forget to get me.
Oh. Yeah, really. Somebody have a leash on Sue. We can't.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my Lord. Things that happen to us, you know, but kids do their job, so we have to remember that. Kids do their job. Drives us bananas, but they do their job. Oh, bananas. Did you guys see the banana pudding recipe that was posted on group? Elvis' favorite banana pudding recipe. You got to go look for that and find it. It's so easy to make. I'm going to learn how to whip that sucker up because I love banana pudding. You know. And moving to Georgia, I was told I needed to know how to make banana pudding. So, you know, now I've got a recipe, so I'm learning how to do that.
Good.
I need to be trainable to be a proper Southern belle. Southern lady. I can be a Southern lady.
Okay. Well, that'll work.
In most instances. Sometimes my Arizona is going to show, sometimes my Idaho is going to show.
Sure.
Mhm. Yeah. I can do it. It's going to sneak into my bones without even noticing it. It's just going to happen, you know. So that's okay. I'm good with that. I can be a Southern lady. I like that, actually. I think that would be really cool.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Now the question comes, when not to be a lady.
What's this he wrote? Six eggs. What's that mean?
Is the question. What? Oh, six eggs. Oh, you found it. Yeah, well, look at the amount of sugar and the bananas and all that stuff. It makes sense. It makes sense because the eggs is what thickens it and makes it pudding. When you put the cream of tartar goes in the meringue. The hello. Come on, guys. Come on. It's cornstarch.
The egg white.
The cornstarch goes in and thickens the pudding.
Yeah,
so
it's not the whole egg, right?
The egg yolks are for the pudding. The egg whites are for the meringue.
Okay.
My recipe is quicker than that. I use condensed milk and whipped cream and banana pudding jello, pudding mix.
Oh,
and,
that's cheating. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's an easy way.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, my aunt gave me
that's
that recipe.
That's the easy way. Yeah, that's the easy way. Yeah. That's the way you do it when you've got seven kids. Yes, that's the way you do it when you've got seven kids.
And
but,
you can't eat more than a little bit of it.
It's too rich.
Yeah.
But
also, I have a fruit cocktail pie that you make the same way. If you eat more than just a regular slice of it, most people stay in the bathroom the rest of the day because it's so rich.
Oh, Lord.
Well, if you ever get upset with anybody, you know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's getting vindictive.
Oh, honey, I tell you, when I was in high school, the thing was, is if you got upset with somebody, you shaved off chocolate Ex-Lax into brownies and baked the brownies.
Oh, my
God. The whole batch. Oh, yes. That worked beautifully. Bullet. That was perfect. That sounds like one of Elvis's pranks, don't you think?
I did my oldest son that way. He wouldn't stay out of the dessert.
If you keep trying to sneak stuff you're not supposed to be in, better be careful what you get. Hey, let's play a song. I've got a song that John sent me this morning, and it's really, really cool. It's Roy Orbison.
Oh,
but he's singing a Dobie Gray song. He's singing a Dobie Gray song called Drift Away. And it's really good.
Day after day I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me that beat, boy, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, yeah. When my mind is free, no melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in you so long. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you help me along, making me strong. Give me the beat, boy, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me that beat, boys, thrill my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me that beat, boys, thrill my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boy, to thrill my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
things got a little bit scrambled here, so I had to unscramble them so I could come in. Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes, and I want to say, hello, Susan. I can say it here when you might not see me typing little messages on here. I don't always keep up with things when I'm doing the show. It's kind of like, I can't do six things at once. I try, and everything, like what happened, it just gets scrambled, man. I got to untie knots and everything. So. But now I'll say, hi, Susan. No, I'm not ignoring you, darling. I really am not. You're good. I'm good. We're good. It's good. Did I cover everything? I don't know. That's okay. Anyway.
Can I say something right quick before I hang up?
Sure.
Because it's lightning here again. I didn't get to thank Shauna last night for that great show. We stood up for another hour after it was over with talking about it. And then this morning when we got up to take our medicine at 6 o'clock, I got an hour and a half history lesson about Howard Hughes.
Cool.
And I finally had to tell Clyde, I'm going back to bed. I'm too old for school now. This is too early for me. And he just died out laughing. Well, I didn't make it back to bed. I pulled my notebook out and started writing stuff down that I wanted to ask and comment on before I posted it. And I got up to a whole page.
Oh, my goodness.
And I reread it, and figured out I forgot stuff to put in between things, and I just closed the notebook up and told Clyde, I'm just going to write and say thank you for the show. It was great.
There you go.
And leave it at that, because I just kept writing and writing, and I said, no, I'm not going to sit and type all this in. And I don't know shorthand, so, but she had a great show.
Oh, it comes in handy. Shorthand does come in handy.
Well, I'm 61, and it's not time for me to go back to school. But I just wanted to plug that little bit in, because I can't turn my laptop on because it's lightning. I don't want to go through the house and like it did before and fry everything. So I'm listening to you on my little tablet.
Okay.
But it started lightning again and thundering, so I'm going to let you go, but I wanted to plug in that little bit, and thank you for letting me do it, and I'm going to finish listening to your show. And,
excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, you get well.
I'm trying to. I took some NyQuil. We're hoping that daytime NyQuil, that they are hoping that'll help, so I don't have to go to the doctor Monday. It's the weather.
NyQuil's usually pretty good at helping.
It did last time. The weather changing, and we had the windows open in the house, and the pollen coming in, and I'm sitting in here in front of the fan breathing it all. So it was eventually going to happen anyway, so we're used to it. But thank you for letting me put that little bit in.
Sure, not a problem, honey, not a problem. And I know that Shauna heard it. She's in the chat, so I know she heard it. And I know she is saying thank you as well. So it's fine. Thank you for calling in and letting her know. That's great.
I just can't be on my laptop and take a chance of the lightning hitting it and frying it. Because it's either my new laptop or finish my T-shirt. And my C-shed comes first.
There you go. There you go.
I'll listen to your show today and tomorrow if we're not under the storm again. And
okay.
I know I'll enjoy it always too. So you take care, and everybody else, stay safe. And be
Thank you, sweetheart. You stay safe too, and take care of yourself. Get well.
That's nice.
I'm going to. Yeah, all right. Talk to you ladies later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Anne. Okay, time for Elvis. need an Elvis song. Oh, I know. Charlotte, she called into the show on Thursday and requested a song, and I promised her I would play it for her. This is Elvis singing "And I Love You So." So get somebody in mind that you want to say this to, because this song's going to say it for you perfectly. So here you go.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief. Once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. Shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around,
that wasn't for oxygen. It was just something that had to be done.
we get you, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every once in a while you hear those songs and they're just so you gotta do the sigh thing, you know? It's only a thing that we can do. Women are the only ones that can sigh like that properly. So, you know, I don't think you can teach a man to sigh that way.
No.
And who would want him to anyway? Oh, no. A man has a certain way that he sighs. that says man. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yes.
And I'm not being real clear, but you guys should know what I mean.
Mm.
And it's, that's how you want a man to be sighing. You don't want him to do this, ah, this namby-pamby girly thing.
No.
You don't want the girly thing. you don't want the girly thing. No. Take my word for it. You don't want the girly thing. Uh-uh. Okay. Here's another song that I had never heard before. I had never heard of this group before that is singing this song.
Yeah.
But it's a good song. It's a good song. John sent it to me for Thursday, and I didn't get to it. It's the only one from Thursday I didn't get to play. This is Peter, Sue, and Mark. Now, does that sound familiar?
It does, yeah.
Peter, Sue, and Mark.
This is Peter, Sue, and Mark. But is that not reminiscent of Peter, Paul, and Mary from the 60s?
That's it, yeah.
There you go. That's it. Yes, that's it. It took me about 10 seconds to get that. Anyway, this is a song they're doing called Born to Be Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you find me absent-minded many times a day. And though I'm sitting right beside you, I'm very far away. All I know about me is I'm here for you and there for you as long as you still want me. And there's nothing more to say. But born to be music, born to be born to wonder, my heart was born to yearn. And if they ever put me under, there'll be nothing left to burn. I will sing away the very heart of me, no part of me will stay within my body, and there'll be nothing left but born to be music, born to be free, born to be music, that's all about me, born to be music, that's all about me. I hear those people calling, what good is music for? And then again I watch them falling for sounds at their doors. I believe that in this world there's nothing that can harm you less and please you more than music. And there's nothing more but born to be music, born to be free, born to be music, that's all about me. Born to be music, born to be free.
It was more her than
him or him, but it was still pretty good. Well, I liked it. I never heard it before, never heard of them before, but now we all have.
Yes.
Whether we do again or not is another question. We don't know that yet, but we've heard of them anyway, so there we are. All right, time for an Elvis song. Yes. Okay. This is one John sent me this morning, and I was just, oh, my gosh. It's like I told him, I was just in hog heaven because he was sending me private recordings this morning. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Talk about needing a cold shower. No, I didn't need a cold shower. Let's not over-exaggerate. But I was in hog heaven.
Yeah.
If there'd been a Waller, I would have been out rolling in the Waller. So, you know, hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
The cold shower bit, that's an exaggeration. I don't like cold showers. No.
Oh, no.
No. Warm showers, hot shower, yeah, I can go there. No cold showers. Just suffer with whatever. No cold shower. Okay, this is, and the whole thing up north, oh my word, people, you would not believe it. Maybe you've seen it on TV. Up north, they used to take, and this is during the winter festival when they would have the dog sled races and the ice sculpture contests and the snowball fights and all that stuff, right? The snowball wars. And they would take buckets of ice water, fill a bucket half full of ice and then with cold water. And believe me, the water up in North Idaho is cold all the time because it's so deep. And then they would strip down to swimming trunks or bikinis, whatever.
Yeah.
And either get into an ice water pool in the back bed of a pickup and sit there for a prescribed amount of time, or somebody would dump this bucket of ice water over them. And what they got out of it, I don't remember. I just remember going, no way, not me, not going there. I am staying 20 miles away from that.
Right. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. And they did it every... Have you heard of the polar bear plunge?
No.
Yeah. Where they would cut the ice away from the shore, from the lake shore, on a certain date. I forget what the date was. I don't remember. Yeah. This was just so far out of the realm of possibility for my brain. It just didn't sink in. And they would put their swimming suits on, and they would all run out into the water until they were neck deep and then turn around and run back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I was so surprised that nobody ever had a heart attack. I mean, this they chopped the ice away so these people could do this. This is stupid.
It is.
Well, my
That's
definition
crazy.
Of stupid. They thought it was cool, but my definition of stupid. I'm telling you, no cold showers, not happening.
No.
Somebody comes up to me with a bucket of water or a glass of water, of ice water, and pours that on my head or down my back, they will have a price to pay. I tell you, I swear. Not allowed. Anyway, this is Elvis doing... It does. Oh, man. And it was on the news every year. These people just did this. This is the polar bear plunge day. And this is the, oh, my goodness, gosh. Okay, guys, whatever. And everybody else is out there in their snowmobile suits and their fur parkas and all this other stuff, you know, trying to keep the cold at bay. And these guys are out there stripping down to swimsuits and literally dumping ice water all over them. It's like, okay, I hope the emergency room is fully staffed. Okay, anyway, now I've got my breath back. It's a shock, you know?
Yeah.
Elvis, John, like I said, John sent this, a whole bunch of these out this morning, and it was just, like I say, I was in hog heaven. No cold water, no cold showers, I'll leave those to Susan. This is a private recording of After Loving You.
Now, after loving you, what else is there to do? Oh, darling, it's just gonna have to be
going through the chat. Unfortunately, Don Ho is not still alive. I used to watch his program, though, in 1975. It was great. It was totally great. He used to just really... He got away with making jokes on people and getting them to do... He would get newlyweds up there. Of course, it was Hawaii, right? He'd get newlyweds up there, and he would... This was so funny. I laugh about it. They would have taken all of the new husbands and had them take showers and put on clean white T-shirts and then go out there with their wives, have blindfolds on, to see if they could identify their husband by smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? 9 times out of 10, they did.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Cool, huh? I thought that was awesome. It would work better after an hour or two, but hey, you know, whatever. I thought that was great. That was one of his favorite things to do. It was, he had a funny show. He really did have a funny show. It was great. All right, I want to play Chuck Berry.
Oh, yes.
As soon as I find it. But I found it. Chuck Berry doing rock and roll music. Oh, I got it. Rock and roll music.
That's it, Jenny.
Like that. Yeah, there you go.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance.
no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the track so she could hear my man a wail attack. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup. The folk dancers got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, got a backbeat, you can lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, got a backbeat, you can't do this. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
There was an ending. Totally perfect. That was an ending. Better than I do. Anyway. How about another private recording? Elvis did this one in the Army. John sent this to me this morning as well. And Elvis did this one in the Army in Germany.
Yeah.
And the colonel sent him the recorder. And Elvis and the guys proceeded to have fun with it. I mean, you know, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And look, we still have those recordings. So it must have been a fun thing to do. Fantastic, because we get to hear them. So here is Elvis in Germany singing Fool Such as I.
Goodbye.
You know, it's a good thing he had a piano there in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I imagine he could have probably come up with a guitar, you know, and that would have been almost as good. But he had the piano, and that added a lot. That added a lot. So I'm glad he had that piano. Yeah. Even though sometimes it's overpowering, but sometimes it fits right in. Like this one wasn't overpowering. It was great. I liked it. All right. Mm-hmm. How about... let's go down to the Leonard Cohen song. And this is another one. John sent me this morning as well. I never heard this, but I love this song. I do love this song. Listen to it. You'll know why. This is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady the harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Yeah. So there you have another way to make contact with your mind. stop and think about it. That can get pretty darn sexy, you know it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you happen to be with someone. And just for a little while, just touch each other with your mind. They'll know you're doing it because you can look into each other's eyes and you know what's going on. But that's something that people don't often think about. That is just as important as a hug or a kiss or a smile or any other part of relationship is to just take a few minutes and sit across from each other. You can close your eyes, you can look at each other, whatever. However you want to handle it is up to you because it's your own personal thing. But just sit there and touch each other with your minds. You might be surprised at what happens. You just might be surprised. Give it a shot. And while you're shooting, I'm going to play another home recording of Write to Me from Naples.
Write to me from Naples. Write I love you and Naples more than words can say.
He should have a piano wherever he is. Yeah, put it in a little wagon and cart it around behind him.
Tinkle about with it.
Get him a Red Ryder, one of those little red wagons. Do any of you know what the heck I'm talking about when I'm talking about a little red Ryder wagon? Oh, my word. Well, and you might not, Anne. I don't know if they even had them in the UK. It was a very common thing for especially the boys. My cousin had a Red Ryder. In fact, three of my cousins had a Red Ryder. And it's just a brand of red wagon. It's just a wagon. And you pull it by the handle or you to your bicycle or your tricycle or whatever. Please don't hook it to the bus or the car. That doesn't work very well. And you haul junk in it. And you would be amazed at what we hauled in it. Oh, my gosh. But nothing dead, usually. You know, that didn't go over too good. So we didn't do that. But your rocks and your toys and your toy farm animals, you know, and things like that. So I would say, you know, get his, he would need more than one Red Ryder to drag around a piano. Maybe one under each leg.
Mm.
But just the vision. Oh my goodness sakes. Get him a little 88 key. Get him a little 88 key toy piano. It would be a little bit bigger than a regular toy piano, but you know, hey, what the heck? Yeah. It might work.
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna come cart me away pretty soon. I need to knock it off. But that's okay. I'm having fun. I really am having fun. I hope you guys are having fun. You're probably sitting there going, boy, that woman is off her rocker today. And that's okay.
I am.
Good. I won't worry about it then. I'm just not even going to worry about it. I'll just
It kind of makes me become the same way.
Very good.
You're
because
addictive.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Oh, I like being addictive. That's actually a good thing. Wow. That's actually a good thing. I like that. Thank you. I like that.
You're welcome.
All right. And because I'm addictive, let's make the music addictive, too. I've got, of course, another song that John sent me. John is not he doesn't give me requests. He's not just a contributor. He is a collaborator. We do these shows together.
Mm.
And he is invaluable in making these shows as good as they are. So I just want to say thank you, John, because without you, I couldn't be off my rocker so much. I'd have to pay more attention.
Oh, that's it. We've got you.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. I hope he's laughing. I really do. Anyway, here's a name for you. Clyde McFadder. McFadder. That's the dude's name.
I've never
McFadder.
Heard that before.
I haven't either, but, you know, it's got to be Scottish. You know, it's got to be Scots. The dude McFadder. I'm not even going to guess anymore. This is it. Anyway, the song is Over, Please.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. About a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me.
There we go, Clyde McFadder. That name gets me. It just makes me laugh. Maybe that's a good thing. I wonder how his career went.
That's a good old one, though. It is good.
Yes, that's from the 60s. Hey, 60s was my era. I love it. I've got another one. A private recording, and we want to do that. I've also got a scratch in my throat that's going to drive me nuts. So let's get this one rolling because I am going to cough. Okay, 1959, There's No Tomorrow, home recording.
There's no
another good ending. Great. Hey, yay. And yes, that was done to the tune of It's Now or Never. In case you guys have searched around going, I recognize that. What is that? Oh my gosh, what is that? That's Now or Never. There you go. Doesn't get any bigger than that, right? I've got something that is just so funny. Oh my gosh, I laughed. The Big Bopper. You guys remember the Big Bopper, J.P. Richards, the Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this song, which John sent me this morning, this I'd never heard this before. I mean, the Big Bopper has been around my whole life, man, and I had never heard this before. It's called The Big Bopper's Wedding.
Okay.
Get ready to laugh. This is so cool.
And a man keeps saying, do you take this woman to be your awful wedded wife? I never thought of thinking about her no more winking at the pretty little gals about by. No more dancing and a new romance. And Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Oh, on all fools, shooting out a rootin' out a tootin' with the boys if I take you from away. I can't go no place, I gotta look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it! And
honey, what am I doing here in the first place? You know, I don't go for this marriage bit. I was only kidding. And there's your daddy sitting over there with a shotgun laying across his lap and a big smile on his ugly face. And the man keeps saying, are you gonna take this woman or ain't you? Well, then I started thinking about no more winking at the pretty little gals about my head. No more dancing and a new romance. Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Oh, no, blue shooting and a rooting and a tooting with the boys if I take you from away. I can't go no place. I got to look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it.
Honey, what's this jazz about love, honor, and obey? That cat's talking to me. And look at all these good-looking bridesmaids standing around. Hello, baby. And the man in charge keeps saying, look here, do you take this woman or don't you? Well, then I started thinking about no more winking at the pretty little gals about my hair. No more dancing at a new romance. And Lord, it made me want to sit down and cry. Ah, no fool shooting and a rooting and a tooting with the boys if I take you from my wife. I can't go no place. I gotta look at your face for the rest of my doggone life.
This is it!
And the man keeps saying, look here, do you take this woman or don't you? And I say, partner, I don't believe I do. Let me out of here.
I have heard it said that marriage is not always cracked up to be. I think
that's hilarious.
He has an idea too. Isn't that great? Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, gosh. He's going to have to look at her face for this in his life.
Oh,
my gosh.
You take this awful witted one. Oh, that is so wonderful. I love, if you ever need to laugh, now you know what song to play.
That kind of reminds me of John saying that he didn't think he could look across the table at the same person every day.
Wow. Well, you know what? My answer is that's easily solved. Eat breakfast in the living room while you're watching TV. No problem. Forget the table altogether.
Move around.
Exactly. Have it on the porch. Have it on the front porch. Have it on the back patio. Have it in the room. Have it back in the woods behind the yard or whatever, you know. Don't sit at the table. There you go. Or I have another idea. Hey, you guys, I'm on a roll. Just please forgive me. Take it with a handful of salt.
Okay,
throw it away. Whatever. Okay, take a paper bag. And you cut holes in the eyes, and then you take pictures out of magazines and cut those out and paste them on the face of the bag. And wear the bag every morning with a different picture on it.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that work? I think that would work. Wouldn't that work? Hey, you know.
Yeah, can you imagine a bag with John's face on it?
And he's going to face himself for him over the breakfast. That would be a little bit freaky, wouldn't it? Ooh.
Well, yeah.
That's funny. I'm sorry, but that's totally funny. That's hilarious. Hey, it's the bopper's fault. He did it.
Yes.
Carl Perkins had nothing to do with this one.
I can't believe I've never heard that song, Jean.
I know it. That's how I felt this morning. It's like, this is the big bopper. Why didn't I ever hear this? It's a side B, most likely.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay. It's time for an Elvis. Hey, I got one. This is perfect. And John sent this one, too. So, you know, hey, on whose head must it be? Who knows? This is too much monkey business.
God, before you come to me, you come and me, son of a bitch, you be.
Talking to me, trying to rub me up a creek, said you can marry, settle down if I say I'm talking to me, trying to rub me up. If I had you can pay me next week. Too much money.
Okay, it's four.
Hey, Johnny?
Yeah. How you doing? Well, wait a minute, you're not gonna do that thing? You're not gonna do that ta-na-na-na-na-na? Okay. Alright. All right. Okay, let's try it the other way.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, said you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde-haired, good-looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something's wrong, dime gone, wheel, mail, order, sue, operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Vietnam, been fighting in the war, army chow, army clothes, army jeep, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the oil, check the tire, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something's wrong, dime gone, wheel, mail, order, suit, operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Vietnam, been fighting in the war, army bomb, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Working in a filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to
Well, hey, guys, and that was for Wade. So there you go, honey pie. That was for you. That was for you. He sent it for you, okay? I know you had fun with it, so now you heard it. He sent that song for Wade. There you go. Awesome. I think that's just totally awesome. I have another one that's kind of funny. You guys remember Sound of Music, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the number that they did with the puppet show thing? Lonely Goat Herd?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is a COVID-19 parody takeoff on the Lonely Goat Herd, and it's by Maria and the Von Trapplings. It was the Von Trapp family, but these are the Von Trapplings, okay? And it's called Home School.
Many thanks to COVID, day after day, oh what should I do? Now it seems that all my time's devoted to running my home school. Got to ensure that you're educated and entertained for the whole day through. I have to smile though I'm aggravated, good thing that I love you.
Oh how we love homeschooling, sleep in and play all day. You may think that it's grueling, but we love it this way.
Said we cannot work closely, so stay away, keep contained homeschool. Teachers went home, DIY'd, worked remotely, gave us kids back to you.
Gone are the days, happy hour was permitted, they'd gather round, have a pint or two.
They would not care, stay home for sore throats, it could be the end of you.
Get off the computer, take all your siblings to play with you.
Come with me, Mummy, because you're my tutor, and now it's time for school.
Fine, your mama will count to a million. Quick, go and hide, and I'll be off with you. Find the best spot, then keep quiet, dear children. Do not let me find you.
Homeschooling,
exciting,
we're loving this play.
Oh, how I may like you willing to on the one hand once a day. Oh, how I wish that collation means we have time to play.
One day I'd like to see my school teacher.
Children, please come back to school.
But at this time, staying at home is safer.
And how we love home school.
Oh, this mama, she will be the first to send you right back when she can. Back to your classes, I'm sure they miss you. And please, no more home school.
Happy away, staying at home every day. Oh, where they can do what they want to do. No summer writing, it's time to play.
Oh, we just love home school. I'm quickly going crazy.
Going crazy.
Somebody,
no way.
Come save me.
We're lazy.
All we do is play.
We just love to play.
And scream and fight all day.
And run around the day.
I hate COVID-19. We've shattered your routine.
All the schools that we've opened up today.
Hey!
Was that beautiful or what? I like that. Oh, I thought that was funny. I love the original song, Lonely Goat Herd, that they did in the movie. That was cool to watch how they worked the puppets and everything while they sang. That was fun. That was fun. There's really no other word for it. It's just fun. Yeah. This takeoff was quite imaginative. You know? And here's something I'm looking for. 3 minutes and 52 seconds of an interview in 1959 in Germany. Elvis did an interview. And you're not going to be able to understand some of it, but you can intuit what the questions are by his answers. So it's very interesting. Just give a listen.
Elvis Presley war für ein paar Tage zu Besuch in München, um von hier ganz inkognito nach Paris zu einem 14-tägigen Urlaub weiterzureisen. Bei einem kleinen Drink in seinem Münchner Hotel machte ich deshalb kurz vor Abgang des Zuges ein Interview. Elvis, haben Sie, seit Sie hier in Deutschland sind, neue Schallplatten gemacht?
I made some new ones before I came to Germany. I cannot tell the title. To release, you know, while I'm in the army.
Yes. Sie machten also ein paar Schallplatten in Amerika. Die Titel sind Ihnen aber nicht bekannt. Sind es bestimmte Leute, die die Schlager für Sie komponieren? Oder sehen Sie auch selbst Ihre eigenen Ideen, die dann von den Komponisten ausgeführt werden?
No, I have people who write songs for me.
Especially for you.
Yes, I have never written a song myself.
Mr. Bolte sagt, er hat keinen bestimmten Komponisten, der ihm die Schlager macht, sondern es sind ganz verschiedene, die für ihn die Schlager schreiben und er singt sie. Er hat auch selbst keine Anregung bis jetzt gegeben für irgendeinen Schlager, sondern er hat die gesungen, die für ihn komponiert worden sind. Was ist eigentlich Ihre Lieblingsmusik?
I like many different kinds of music. Some classical. There are some that I understand, some I do not understand. But my best is rock and roll.
What do you think is your best song you ever sang? Elvis meint, er liebt jede Art von rhythmischer Musik. Er liebt auch klassische Musik, soweit er sie verstehen kann. Aber am liebsten bleibt er doch bei seinem Rock'n'Roll-Stil. Meine Frage nach anderen Rhythmen, wie zum Beispiel spanische Musik oder Rumba-Rhythmen, die Xavier Cugat so meisterhaft spielt, beantwortete er nur mit Seine Erfolgsnummer Don't hält er persönlich für die beste seiner bisher erschienenen Schallplatten. Elvis, the teenagers wonder why you don't give any concert during your stay here in Germany.
I would try to explain it to you. I was sent here by the army as a soldier in this time. And it would not be fair to the other boys in the army if I were traveling around and singing. I cannot be treated any different from the other boys. You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm very sorry that I am not over here as an entertainer, as a singer. But maybe I hope when I'm out of the army someday I can come back to Europe on a tour, you know, and then I would travel around and as an entertainer in 8 or 9 months.
Ich wurde von der Armee als Soldat herübergeschickt und es wäre unfair meinen Kameraden gegenüber, wenn ich herumreisen und Konzerte geben würde. Ich kann keine besondere Bevorzugung annehmen oder anders behandelt werden als die anderen. Ich bin natürlich traurig, dass ich nicht als Sänger hier bin, aber ich möchte in 8 oder 9 Monaten, wenn meine Dienstzeit beendet ist und die geplanten Filme in Amerika gedreht sind, eine Europatournee machen und Konzerte geben.
There you go. And he gave his reason that he didn't do concerts there and all of that stuff. So that was actually very interesting. I don't know how much of it you caught. I had the volume up all the way. I couldn't get it any louder for you, but I don't know how much of the German you actually could mentally translate into what they were saying. But the way he answered the questions should have given you an idea of what she was asking him. And I thought it was very good, very respectful, that he would not do concerts while he was there because it would not have been fair to the other men. And that was a good answer. That was a good answer. I'm sure that they would have felt that it was unfair. And I think he made the right choice. I think he made the right choice for that. I think that was good. So, but John sent me that this morning, and I thought, you know, that would be really good to play, to just kind of give you an idea that even in Germany, they didn't leave him alone. So, he couldn't get away with it no matter what. And, you know, part of being Elvis, I suppose. But that's okay. And that was a good interview. Short and sweet, to the point. That was it. Done. Out of here. You know, that kind of a thing. It was great. I thought it was totally great. So, and I've got a good song to go with that and to go with moving and all of that stuff. It's just made for it. All I got to do is get to it, right? Here it is, The Animals. And it's not under A because it's under W for We Got to Get Out of This Place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
That's how it is. And, you know, we all need to say thank you, John, for all of the great songs that he sent us, because without that, the show wouldn't have been nearly as good. And I thank him for that. All I had to do was be silly. I can do that. I've had a lot of practice. I'm good at it. Anyway, you guys, thank you for joining me. Ann and Sue were here for the whole show. That's wonderful. And Carolyn came in for a while and told us the story of her moving, which, oh, my God, please, Lord, don't let any of that happen to me. And I'm going to start praying now. You know, I need to pray now, right now. And it's not going to happen because we're renting a You Do It truck, and I'm flying my brother-in-law down to Phoenix, picking him up, and he's going to drive me to Georgia. And his daughter lives in Virginia, so I'm thinking maybe my sister will wait in Virginia and drive down to my place to pick him up. And that would be fantastic. Then I'd get to see her, too. And I would really love that. I would really love that. So, you guys, thank you so much. Tomorrow is the gospel show at the same time. And please don't let my brain get confused again. I got confused on the time for Shauna's show last night. So now I have to go in and listen to the first hour because I feel like I missed a whole lot. And the second hour was so good that I need to have the first hour to put together with it. I need to know this stuff. I need to know this. I've been waiting for this show, and then I got my time mixed up and blew it. So when am I going to do that? Maybe when I get home tonight from the barbecue, if I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah, enjoy that tonight. I hope you had a good time.
Yes, and I will. It's always sad, though, because it's time to say goodbye to them for the winter, and I won't be here when they come back next spring. So hopefully I can get them to take a different route to Arizona and detour through Georgia for a few days to a week. That would be nice to have them there with me for a little while. And then maybe the same thing going home. They can come across and detour through Georgia to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and talk them into it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Phil likes me. Phil likes me, and so does Amy. So maybe Amy might browbeat him into doing it. That's a distinct possibility. He always puts on a big bluff and then does it. You know what I mean? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So anyway, I'll see y'all tomorrow, same time for the gospel show, and we'll have fun. It'll just be a different sort of fun. And in the meantime, I'm going to play Elvis singing Baby I Don't Care a cappella.
I'm just going to be wasting tape.
Thank you, John.
Too late in the day for all this no. You don't like crazy music. You don't like rockin' bands. You just wanna go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing or driving late at night. You just wanna park where it's nice and dark. You just wanna hold me tight. You so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. But no one else can love me like you do. I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I don't know why I love you, babe. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care. I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I don't know why I love you, babe. I guess it's just because you're so square.
Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care. Oh, baby, I don't care.
Well, I just want to say that y'all could tell it's not completely a cappella. They just had the music turned way, way down, so we couldn't hear it. But that's okay, because we could hear him. Great one. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.